But let's go out to L.A. right now and talk to Chris Broussard. He's from Fox Sports NBA analyst, FS1, working on the studio shows Undisputed with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp, The Herd with Colin Cowherd, and Speak for Yourself. Also got a new radio show, The Odd Couple, with Rob Parker, weeknights at 7 p.m. He joins us right now on the Comcast Business Hotline, Chris Broussard. Chris, the Sixers right now, once again, are a team that got some issues off the court that are more prevalent than them on the court regarding Markelle Fultz. And his now going up to see a doctor about this shoulder. What can you shed some any light on what you're hearing about this situation?
Yeah, I mean, look, his people close to him will say that his issues last year were all about the shoulder, and they feel like that's just not cleared up. I think that's very dubious. You know, it's hard to believe that considering that he's been playing, and he's been playing heavy minutes. And then the one game where he essentially gets benched, now all of a sudden he needs shoulder surgery. So I think personally there's something mental going on with Markelle Fultz. I think his struggles last year were mental, and I think his struggles this year are mental. I don't know why. I don't know what's caused it. But I tell you what, I would rather the problem be physical than mental if I'm the 76ers. You can fix it if it's physical.
Yeah, you don't know how to do it. Yeah,
it's a serious issue.
You're right on. I mean, you look at it and you go, how am I going to fix it when I don't even know what the issue is? Like, years of therapy.
He's not being forced. Like,
yeah.
If it's mental, he needs to just admit it. I mean, I don't know if he's trying to be tough. It's embarrassing, obviously, if you got a mental issue like that, a mental block. But he definitely needs to, I don't know if he's done it in the past. He needs to see a sports psychologist.
Mm-hmm. And, he's seen that. They have that for him. I think actually it's deeper, and I think there are a lot of issues. And at this point,
here's one interesting
the great thing, and they got Jimmy Butler.
Here's an interesting thing, and this is why Danny Ainge was willing to not take him and get Jason Tatum. Ainge had looked at Fultz's career. High school, AAU, his 1 year at Washington, he never won. And I'm not talking about one big. I'm just talking about one. Somebody told me in AAU, he might play several games in a weekend, dominate individually, and never win.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Sure.
If you don't win at any level and you're that good, there's something wrong there.
I agree. I agree.
No question about it.
I think you're right. I got to be honest.
I think the good news for the Sixers is, look, we got Jimmy Butler, Embiid, and Simmons.
Yeah.
I mean, if we get anything from Markelle Fultz, it's icing on the cake. We really don't need him. I think it's just time to move on. And if he turns into something for you, great. But just put him aside until
I mean, that's it. Because, look, this season going into it, when they didn't land one of the big free agents, they were tied to Fultz because they needed someone to play off the ball next to Simmons and Embiid. And so there was a desperate situation. Well, look, you're right. Now you got Jimmy Butler. You're in great shape. And you look at that East. The Celtics are having some issues. Toronto's really good. But you had another shooter like a Jeff Green or a Korver. And this team is could compete to get to the finals.
Well, that's what they should do is obviously by the trade deadline in February or in March when you see some buyouts, look for some shooting. And then there are teams, I mean, Washington obviously is a mess. They have some shooters. You know, maybe you can pick up one of those guys. So, I like Philadelphia. I think the only question with them is the maturity of Simmons and Embiid. I don't mean that in a negative way, but
are
they ready yet to win? You know, are they ready to win yet? And Brett Brown, you know, I think obviously they've gone pretty well so far with Butler. But he's got to make sure he finds the best way to maximize the three of those guys' abilities. If he can do that, then I agree. I think they're in good shape. Look, the East is a lot tougher. I think Toronto and Milwaukee right now are the two best teams. Philly could certainly get there. And Boston, you just can't write out. They don't look good, but they're made of the right stuff, so I would never write them off as far as the East.
How would you look at Golden State and all the drama that's going on there?
Well, look, the best thing for them is that it's November. You know, you got 4, 5, 6 months to work this thing out between Draymond and KD, and I think it will. It's going to take a little time, and obviously they're in a funk right now. I know Steph's out, Draymond's out. But even with those guys, that's not the only issue. They're clearly in, as Steve Kerr said, a spiritual funk. And it's going to take a while to get out of it with considering what happened. And Draymond just doesn't seem to be the conciliatory type. I mean, he had his chance to come out and publicly apologize. I think, look, KD was wrong for going at Draymond the way he went at him, because Draymond's not a flunky. He's not a rookie scrub. He can make a play at the end of the game. So KD was wrong for that. But Draymond obviously reacted too strongly and harshly. And so I think Draymond should have came out with a public apology, because it was a public dressing down. I mean, everybody knows the way he went off on Durant. And so I think you got to address that publicly. He didn't. He said, you know, hey, this is me. Sometimes my emotions get the best of me, but this is who I am. I'm going to stay this way. I think it should have, if he had done a real.
He could have squashed it. He could have squashed it, right, Chris?
It would have been squashed. It would have been squashed.
Yeah, you're right. Let me ask you about, we're talking with Chris Broussard from FS1 NBA analyst. Let me ask you about Joel Embiid, because 11 games this year, he's had over 30 and 10 rebounds. He has been unbelievable for the Sixers, night in and night out virtually. Right now, he's probably the leader for the MVP in the NBA. Assess what you've seen out of Embiid and where he can even take this to another level.
Well, he's fantastic. I would go with Giannis Antetokounmpo right now as my front runner for MVP, but Joel's still, he's right there in the conversation, and LeBron James is coming on strong too. But look, I mean, he's giving you everything you want to see in terms of growth. The best thing, of course, is he's been healthy. That's not been an issue, and you've kind of moved on from those issues, so that's great. He's upped his scoring by about 5 points a game. The rebounding, he's right up there among the tops in the league. He's doing it really in all facets. I mean, he's scoring on the block. And yet, you know, do I want to see him take 4 threes a game? That might be a little too much. But his percentage isn't horrible. It's actually, you know, I think he can even get better in that area. And another thing is he can hit foul shots. And so that's a big key. When you have a big man who nobody can stop, then he's either going to score in a lot of instances or he's going to get fouled. And since he can convert those free throws, that's a good sign. So, look, he's been tremendous. There's no question about it. Like I said, for them, they just need to add that shooting and make sure they find the best way to play with the three parts they have. Let me tell you how important that is. Remember Golden State under Mark Jackson. Good coach, good team. First, second round of the playoffs. Pretty good. Steve Kerr puts them in the perfect system for those guys, and they go off into the stratosphere.
Yeah, and it's going to be incumbent.
That's what a great coach has to do.
It's going to be incumbent about Brett Brown to make that happen. Hey, Chris, we appreciate you doing this the day before Thanksgiving. Check him out on Fox FS1, working those studio shows. Also, the new radio show, The Odd Couple with Rob Parker, weeknights at 7. Chris, have a good holiday. We appreciate it.
All right, you guys too. Thanks.